There's new research out that opens a window into what is believed to be ancient Native American salt factories in the Sierra. Jim Moore, a USGS geologist and co-author of a new report, has found what could be one of the earliest known factories created and used by Miwok Indians to make tons of salt to trade with tribes throughout Northern California. And Mr. Moore joins us now on the KCBS Newsline. We thank you for your time this morning. Talk a little bit about what you've discovered.
Well, the thing is, I have worked on similar basins, and these basins are 3 to 4 feet in diameter and maybe 2 to 3 feet deep, and they're carved in solid granite. And I had first worked on many of them down in the southern Sierra Nevada in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park and on to the south. As a result of that, I was led to an old report by a geological survey geologist, like I am, who wrote this report in 1894, dealing with somewhat similar features up in the northern Sierra.
Do we know for sure that these basins were used for salt? Could they have any other purpose?
The ones in the south clearly had another purpose, some kind of food processing. We're not sure of the details of that, either getting pine nuts from sugar pine cones, also probably for leaching and cooking acorn meal.
So what is it that leads you to believe that the ones that you discovered in the Sierra were salt-specific?
The main feature is that there is a very rare salt spring immediately adjacent to them. There's about 350 of these basins carved in very solid, glaciated granite, immediately adjacent to these salt streams.
And in the bigger picture, what does this tell you about the lives of the Miwok Indians?
Well, all indigenous people needed salt. It was extremely important for survival, but also for preserving food, and also as an animal attractant for hunting. So they needed it. And they also, we assume, found that it was a very valuable resource that they could trade to other Indian tribes for other commodities.
You know, just a little more insight into the Miwoks. Can you give us a ballpark as to what era, time-wise, this salt factory might have been up and running?
When the geologist was first there in the late 1890s, there was a small group of Indians there that presumably were even making salt at that time, but it had really died down clearly because many of them, even at that time, were filled with sediment. It would have taken, we believe, hundreds of years to have made all of these basins, to have carved them out of the granite. What the chronology is, how far back in time the Indians lived in this area and made salt, we just simply don't know.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for the time. Jim Moore, a USGS geologist.